You're listening to SBS News.
On the starting blocks is Alberto Campbell Staines, and he has his eyes firmly on the finish line at the INUS Global Games for people with an intellectual disability. He's an Australian champion sprinter who doesn't shy away from much. He's even dyed his hair green and gold to symbolise the dream he is chasing.
Honestly, could be a bit of cliche, but I feel like Usain Bolt when I run, but you know, a smaller version of Usain Bolt, but does longer distance as well, so yeah.
Campbell Staines has been undefeated in the T20 400 metre sprint in the last 7 years in Australia, making him the nation's number one and ranked in the top 10 in the world. Now 26, he's overcome many obstacles in his life. 3 months after his birth in Kingston, he was abandoned at an orphanage where he suffered from malnutrition. At another orphanage, he met the Australian couple, Julianne and Paul Staines, who would become his parents.
When we first met him, when he was a young six-year-old, he was a very mischievous boy, but he grew very dear to our hearts, and we asked him to become part of our family, and since then he's grown into a very resilient, fine young man.
Once at school in Australia, they quickly noticed he was born to run.
And it was leading up to a school sports day. Alberto was in grade three. And over the breakfast table, we said to Alberto, oh, you know, just try to stay up with your friends and see how you go and just enjoy it. And we got to the sports day and he won every single race. And we went, oh, we think we might have some talent here.
For marketing purposes, Campbell Staines is the face of the Global Games that features 1,000 competitors from 48 countries.
To me, it means a lot, to be honest. I guess for like us, people with intellectual disability, we're not quite noticed much.
And he will be noticed. With a swag of medals and titles under his belt, he hopes the Games will be his ticket to the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics. Campbell Staines will compete in the 400, 800 and the relays over the next week in Brisbane.
It's like, hey, here we are, come and support us at the Games and we'll show you guys what we got and what we're made out of. So yeah.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.